evening, everyone. I'm Scott Kirshner, pastor here at Holden Village. I hope that everyone has one of these red hymnals. You will be using that. And our Vesper service tonight is led by Jereen Mortensen, one of our visiting teaching staff.
Good evening. I would like to relate a little story to you that I heard from a friend of mine. And I was here last year, and the same week, and one of the teachers had a session on storytelling. And she said they're always more appropriate if you tell them in first person. So I am going to be Rafia Omer, and wear a dupatta or a hijab as she did. My husband and I moved to the United States 13 years ago. We're from Pakistan. He is a doctor and I'm a physicist. And we have two children, and I'm often asked by people here in Minnesota, why did you move to the United States? And my answer is, I moved for the same reason your ancestors did, to give our children a better life. We have a good life in Inver Grove Heights in Minnesota. It got more difficult after 9/11. When I'm out in public, I never know what people are thinking when they look at me or my children. Well, my mother-in-law read a book called Three Cups of Tea. And she said, this is a book you have to read. This man is building schools in Baltistan, in Pakistan, and you have to read about it. I read the book. I found it very interesting. And then I heard he was going to speak at Luther Seminary at something called Convocation. Well, I didn't know what convocation was, and I didn't know where Luther Seminary was, but I was going to go. And so I called, and they said, I'm sorry, the tickets are all gone. But I called the next day, and the next day. And I kept calling until finally one day the woman sighed and said, yes, we will have three tickets, one for you and two for your children. I really don't know if there was someone who wasn't going or they just got so tired of me calling. Well, this is Minnesota, and it's January, and we went there, and it was so cold, 20 degrees below zero, and the wind was blowing. I didn't really know what Luther Seminary was, but I got a GPS, and I got there, and all the parking lots were full. But there was a sign that said there was an auxiliary parking lot, and there would be a shuttle bus. So we went and parked there, took the shuttle bus, and then I walked into this big hall at Luther Seminary. No one else was as dark as me. And very, very few children were there. I felt so out of place, very uncomfortable what might happen. And I sat down beside an older couple who nodded at me and smiled a bit, and we sat there, and I felt more and more uncomfortable. Should I not have come? And then the speaker, Greg Mortensen, got up and he said, Salaam Alaikum, peace be upon you. And here and there, I heard people saying, Alaikum Salaam. They were answering him. I relaxed a bit more. The talk was very interesting. You know, Baltistan, we figure in Pakistan, where I grew up, that the Balti people were, well, here in America, they call them hillbillies. And here was a man who loved them, who appreciated them. Well, I wanted my children to meet him. The line was long. He was signing books, but we waited. And even though the line was long, he spent some time talking to my children. I was beginning to feel glad I had come. When it was over, we went outside and we just missed the shuttle bus. So we were going to have to wait until it came back. And it was so cold. My son, Shafiq, said, oh, he was so cold. And we stood there shivering. And one of the older couples came and put their arms around us. And then other people came and put their arms around us. And finally, here we were, a huddle of people, three Muslims who had felt out of place, in the arms of all of these Christians at Luther Seminary. I wept.
A reading from Matthew. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. And so we might add, when I was cold, you came and kept me warm.